I was really interested in one of the things you were saying today. So there's been a real change in what's happened. We're seeing people coming back to radio now.
That's absolutely true, because they found that digital doesn't have the full opportunity to view that traditional media has. Traditional media, you buy something and you pay for it when it runs. And if it doesn't achieve the ratings or the scoring or the promises that are there, that there's make goods that are involved with that. That's been the history of all traditional media. If you pay for a radio spot and they forget to run it, or there's a big announcement and it doesn't run, you don't get charged for that. But in the digital realm, what happens is that just because of how the internet is designed, you have to scroll to get content. And so if you buy a million ads, half those ads are going to be down below the fold. And you still have to pay for those. Now, digital has kind of shifted around and fixed their problem, because now the currency of digital is based upon an ad has to be in view. So they have a whole make good system and everything like that. But that just came into being in the last year to year and a half. And so digital is really getting its footing. But what that has done is it has given brands time to kind of play around in the digital realm. And what they found is that digital tends to be, and of course, digital doesn't want to be this, but digital tends to be a lower funnel medium. So they are very, very good at getting a message across right at that moment of purchase, or right before that purchase. It's kind of like the thing at the end of the supermarket aisle, you know, the stand-up right there. They're very, very good at that. But they're not good at the upper funnel messages. I always like to remind clients of mine who get all excited about YouTube and how great it is and how it's a replacement for TV, that Judge Judy has more reach than all of YouTube. So you'd venture to say that network radio and radio in general also has a tremendous amount of reach. And that's why advertisers are going back, because what they have found is that they are moving back to TV at night when people are at home. But during the daytime, the way to reach people is that more and more people today are streaming radio while at work, while they're working. You notice every day you go into work, you notice people have got these ear pods in, these earphones on, and what are they doing? They're listening to radio. And what P&G has found, because P&G is one of the biggest buyers of network radio right now, in fact, several quarters ago, they bought up everything that was available, because the best way to get out that message during the daytime hours is radio.
Now, that's an interesting story on its own. So you've had situations where some of those companies that bought digital early in the piece and were spending big on it decided that they'd take a closer look at what they were spending and how that was working.
Yeah, they did. They found that a couple of things. One is that they were buying across several hundred thousand sites. So they said to themselves, you know, what would happen if we eliminated all except for 5,000 sites? Obviously, it would have an impact, right? So they eliminated all except for the 5,000 most important, cut their spend dramatically, and there was no impact. So then they cut their digital buy in half, and still no impact. And it's because for a lot of brands that are spending on radio and on traditional media, you have these long, what we call consumer journeys, meaning the time frame that a consumer is in market is very, very long. And their in-market purchase frequency, how often they do these things, is not something that they do every week, not something they do every 2 weeks. It's maybe something they do only every couple of years. And radio is the perfect element to do that. Digital, not so much. Digital is great when they're searching for something, need a quick answer, but it's not good for these long consumer journeys.
Now, the biggest problem with radio at the moment is I don't think that they really understand data particularly well and what the sort of data that they should be supplying. We're still stuck, I guess, on the rating situation and how many people listened last week. It's not all that helpful, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, data can be your friend and it can be your foe. You know, the biggest problem that radio has is that, and the reason they have yet to really go all in on investing in data is that, what happens if we do this study for customers to find out the impact that we have and we find out that it's not as great as we once thought it was? Now, we've done all these studies in the past. We know that there is an impact, but when we start going in and we start providing this type of data results that Facebook and Google have that are real time, what happens if we find that all of a sudden it worked a moment ago, but it's not working right now? How do we respond to that? Are we able to bob and weave the way digital has? So that's the big problem. And guess what? It's time for us to put on our big boy pants. Radio has to grow up and realize that if they want to be around decades from now, that they have to invest in data, they have to spend the millions of dollars. And we've seen this already happen with some of the big networks, but what they're doing is that they are, in some cases, I hate to say it, they are deceiving advertisers. They are using data in the wrong way. They're looking at some correlation, and correlation does not always equal causation. You've got some big radio networks that are trying to take credit for everything that happens on a website from 8 to 20 minutes, and in some cases, 30 minutes after. And listen, radio's not a log. Comcast right now is out with a product where they're trying to convince advertisers that 30 minutes after one of their TV spots airs on Spotlight, that they should get credit for everything that happens. And that's just garbage. It's complete bullshit. Completely it is. And what you need to realize is that data will help you, but you can't just take credit for everything, because this is no longer the days of taking credit for everything. In fact, if you sell a widget, you're not going to get all the credit. You're going to have to share it. And this is the days of fractional credit. That's what attribution is. You have to attribute credit, and you get a little bit of piece at a time. That's the way it works.